Augusta National Golf Club chairman Hootie Johnson has refused demands to admit a female member by the 2003 Masters. Johnson announced that the club has dropped its three on-air sponsors, IBM, Coca-Cola, and Citigroup, because of the controversy over the club's decision. Commentator Frank DeFord says Johnson and the club should give up the fight because the success of the Masters tournament depends on it.
I had the feeling that the furor about admitting a woman into the Augusta National Golf Club is not really so much about women. It's mostly about tradition, which is so very much more important in the South, and about the South's pique that the North is always telling it how to run its business. Club rights is just states' rights on a smaller level at a later time. This is not so much men versus women as good old corporate boys versus damn overbearing Yankees. Augusta National does possess a national membership, and certainly the Masters is a national, international event. But it is also true that in an American sports world, which has always been managed from the North by Yankees, the Masters became the one Southern sports championship that mattered to Yankees. By now, of course, NASCAR has also conquered much of the United States of athletics. But still, when it comes to prestige, the Masters remains the supreme Dixie sports jewel. And, oh, Lord, has Augusta always done things its own way. The Professional Golfers Association and the United States Golf Association march gingerly to its drummer. It runs TV like nobody else in sport. It throws out announcers who dare say literally a single word that the powers that be disapprove of. For years, the club forced golfers to leave their own caddies behind and hire Augustas. And, of course, heaven and earth had to move before a black man could play in the Masters. Augusta National is obsessive about appearance, right down to those dreadful green jackets. The place is gorgeous, pristine, efficient, and a dictatorship. It is illuminating that Hootie Johnson, the club president, who stands before encroaching Lynx womanhood like Horatio at the bridge brandishing a one-iron, has a personal reputation for helping women. Just don't tell him to be fair to women. Don't tell him that Augusta National has to behave differently than the typical little local Hill and Dale country club where the biggest championship is the annual best ball foursome, and not even anybody from the next county over has ever had a beer there at the 19th hole. Don't tell him. Hootie is the exemplar of that phrase, old times there are not forgotten. Especially when the New York Times and all the other busybody liberals are telling him how to behave. Unfortunately for Hootie and the club, Augusta can't win, because even if golf club membership is not a meaningful issue to many people, men or women, if the club holds out, the Masters itself will become the battlefield. Next April, the dispute, not the tournament, will dominate the news. Players will be unmercifully harassed to take a stand. There will be protesters out in force, including women in Masters green burkas. Somebody will try to disrupt play, and this will happen every April until a woman is admitted to the club. It may not be fair to golfers, but as might makes right, so in the modern world does hype make might. Hootie Johnson is standing on principle, but at some point, and it might as well be Thanksgiving because it will only get worse the longer the dispute lasts, at some point he is going to have to choose between his principles and the Master's success. That's the reality. That's Hootie's choice.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.